Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
On the Framingham Ford studio line, a guy who's been on the show many times, Joey Fatone. Hey, Joey.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you?
Good, good, good. Not too bad. Hanging in there, you know, early morning, but it's good. It's good.
Who do you like in that game Sunday, Pats or Chargers?
Oh, gosh. Pats or Chargers?
Yeah.
I'm not neither fan of one of them.
Oh. Joey.
I mean, for crying out loud.
I know. Giants were horrible, so I can't even, like, it's not even worth even talking about. But if I had a pick, I would pick the Pats.
All right, good. All right, good, good, good answer. Now, listen, I know I know you're calling because you want to talk about common knowledge, but can I just ask
I want to talk about everything. Who said I just want to talk about just about common knowledge? Nobody said that. We talk about everything.
All right, good.
We would like to touch on it.
Okay, I would like to know, and I'd like you to be honest, as if you were on a lie detector. Are you the rabbit? on the mess.
I've been getting my Twitter. Let me explain something to you. I got it wasn't new. I did some research. I got the Oculus Go and then the Oculus Rift. I've been on that religiously since I got it for Christmas. Only when I travel and do press, I was working, but when I'm home, I've been sitting on my Rift like a freaking wackadoo. But the reason why I say that is because I haven't watched the show. And my Twitter was blowing up like crazy. You're the Masked Singer. Who's the Masked Singer? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And they sent me this show, and I was like, this is hilarious. I was like, I wish I was a judge of the freaking thing. But no, it's not me. People keep asking about different things, and it actually sounds like a pretty good show from what I've been hearing.
You know what? I generally see something like that, especially when it's advertised on a network.
Yeah.
And I go,
yeah.
But it's actually interesting. It's actually interesting. Huh. So you're saying you are categorically denying that it's you.
Categorically denying. Like I said, I just saw the show. I thought it was hilarious. I think it's pretty funny. I wish I would have done it. Seriously, I wish I was a judge on it as well. But yeah, I've heard many things about it, many good things about it. And it was some sort of like was it like a Japanese show or something like that they were saying?
Yes, yes, it was one of those game shows that we've adapted over here. So, Joey and I had the pleasure of hanging out together one night. Joey was attending the wedding of my good friend, J.J. Mancini.
Yeah.
And we went to Howl at the Moon here in Boston. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I do remember. It was a little bit of a drunken stupor, if I recall.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was Tito's and Soda Close It.
The place was jam-packed, I remember. We were all the way in the corner. We got pushed in the corner.
Yes. And I kept
that. Nobody in the corner.
I kept asking you to please get up and sing.
Yep, how'd that go?
And you finally did.
And I did. I remember I actually sang a song to Jay and Mo, and I believe it was the Tenacious D song.
Yes, it was. yes, it absolutely was.
Just want to show you how my memory is to let you think that I didn't forget what we were talking about here.
Yes.
And I believe I sang a Tenacious D song to them, for the wedding.
Absolutely. So, Common Knowledge is a game show in which the practical, everyday questions are asked. And these are things that everybody should know, right?
Correct.
What has been for you the most shocking answer that you did not get that when it comes to?
You know, it's funny. There's one that I never try to really know the answers. Meaning, like I do have to look at the questions, obviously, to read it phonetically when I'm reading them, so I don't sound like a dork. But there was one question that I actually knew, and not a lot of people knew it, which was interesting. Like, say, for instance, a light bulb breaks off in the actual socket.
Yes.
How do you get it out of the socket? You know? And it's usually multiple choice, but I already knew the answer, which I thought was interesting, and a lot of people did not.
That has happened before, and I think I got like pliers or something. Tried to shut the power off. Oh, probably lit my house on fire. What?
I was going to say Greg probably hired somebody.
I hired somebody. I don't know. What's the answer, Joey Fatone?
Well, think about it. You know, you can't pull it or stick your hand up in there. First of all, you get electrocuted because the glass is broken. You'll cut yourself if you try to turn it. Obviously, with your hand. So you cut a half of a raw potato, you stick the potato up in there, of course, shut the power off. I don't think you're going to electrocute it at all, though. And you turn it. And as you stick it up in there and turn it, it will catch in the groove of the potato and turn the bulb out of the socket.
Holy S. I never knew.
That's awesome.
There are a lot of people texting in that they knew that, but I had no idea.
That's great.
See?
I knew that one. I felt like the smartest man alive, even though I'm not. But I felt like it.
Now, what if a member of NSYNC gets stuck in their costume?
Oh,
what happened?
the reason people think you're the rabbit is because apparently you guys did a video or something where you had straitjackets on.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what the whole thing was. Like I said, Twitter was blowing up, and people kept saying a whole bunch of different things, and I don't know what they mean by the straitjacket. I didn't understand what that meant. As far as a video we did, there was a video called "My Drive Myself Crazy," but I wasn't in a straitjacket. I know that JC was in a straitjacket.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, I know you got limited time with us this morning, so I hope everybody gets a chance to check out Common Knowledge with Joey Fatone, and it's so great to have you on the show. And come up and sing again at Howl. We'd love to have you.
I'd love to.
Say hi to JJ for me and all the rest of that stuff. All right.
I shall. I definitely shall. Yeah, man. I talk to him every day. Usually at least once a week, we'll go out and get lunch. Oh, every time I'm in town, we always hang out.
It has to be Italian, right?
Yeah, right.
is there anybody who is more Italian to the point of what they put in their hair than JJ?
I was just about to say his hair. It's amazing. And don't touch the hair. He'll probably kill somebody. It's very coiffed, very bouffant. It's very nice. Every hair is strategically placed. It's amazing.
It's amazing. All right. Good to talk to you, man.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. There you go. I believe one time when we had Joey booked on the show, Spaz thought his name was pronounced Fat One.
Joey Fat One.
Am I correct about that?
I think that was, in fact, what the case was. Yeah. If I remember correctly.
And that is not correct.
That's fantastic.
Or Angelo,
if you're watching My Big Fat Greek Wedding for the 9 millionth time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.